Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord, the Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we're continuing our sermon series on the Lord's Prayer. And if you remember, 2 weeks ago we started with the first petition, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Last week we talked about the second, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And today we're going to talk about the third petition and to refresh our minds about this and hear it actually in context as our Lord himself spoke it and delivered it to us straight from his lips into ours. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6 and begin with verse 7 through 11. Jesus said, And in praying, do not heap up empty phrases, as the Gentiles do, for they think that they'll be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Let us remember, this is a prayer that our Lord Jesus Christ has delivered to us. It's straight from God, given to you to pray back to God, speaking of the very needs that you have most, which your Father who created you knows. And it is certainly a prayer he desires to answer if he's commanded you to pray it. And today we're talking about, give us this day our daily bread. And as we said last week, it's important for us not to just get to the Lord's Prayer part of the service, or pray it at home and just mindlessly rattle it off like a nursery rhyme, mindlessly. For Jesus said of the Jews of his day that did not believe, This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Let's put our heart into this prayer today. And in order to do that, I think we need to understand, what does this mean? Give us this day our daily bread. And secondly, why did Jesus give it to us? And thirdly, what is the benefit to us? In other words, how does God promise and intend to bless you mightily through this prayer? Well, let's take a look at this. Again, just seven simple words. Give us this day our daily bread. First thing we realize here is the most obvious interpretation of this is, give us this day our daily bread. You can look into it a little more deeply as we will, but bread, first of all, simply means, and this takes 7 years of seminary, means bread. You need it to eat, to live on. God is saying, pray for that which you need to survive. Bread is the most basic of things that we need. We won't live long without food and water. And so God bids us in this to pray that he might give it to us. Now, he also noticed, though, that in the scriptures it says that in Acts chapter 14, Paul, preaching, says, In past generations, he allowed all the nations to walk in their own ways, yet he did not leave himself without witness. For he did good and gave you from heaven rains and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness. So we see here that God actually gives bread even to those who don't pray this prayer, right? Give us this day our daily bread. There are ungrateful, unselfish, implacable, unbelieving people, for lack of a better word, out there in the world today who are fed every day and receive their blessings from God's hands even without praying, give us this day our daily bread. So what is God doing when he commands us to pray, give us this day our daily bread? Well, first of all, he will answer that prayer. But also, what he's trying to do here in us is to teach us to acknowledge that this bread actually comes from his hand. Now, whenever you eat, is that the way you look at your food, your water, and indeed all the blessings that God has given to you, acknowledging that they come from his hand? For as it's written in Luke chapter 26, Jesus, God said, If you walk in my statutes and observe my commandments and do them, Then I'll give you rains in their season, and the land will yield its increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Do you know that without God's blessing, you wouldn't have a scrap to lay before you? A drop of water on your tongue to cool your tongue in the heat of the summer? It all comes from God. And so when we pray, "Our Father, give us this day our daily bread," not only does he answer that prayer, but we are acknowledging and giving him the glory that he deserves for giving us these things. We need to be careful here, because there's a teaching out there in the world, and I just read it this morning on the news about Mother Nature and reading CBS News. There's this idea that nature just sort of works like a random slot machine. Ch-ching, ch-ching. Everything's just sort of happening. There's rain here or a famine there or whatever, and it's just all random. It's topsy-turvy. The whims of weather, a capricious rains in their seasons. Whether or not it comes, who knows? It's kind of like Hiawatha. Remember that Indian? "I shoot my arrow in the air. Where it drops, I know not where." Well, people think that the world is under the auspices of Mother Nature, sort of out of control. But we acknowledge, as people who know the truth, that this bread came to us directly from an orchestrated, carefully commanded word from our Lord and Father in heaven, who's in charge of all these things. It's not Mother Nature, it's Father God, from whom we get these things. As it says in Psalm 147, "God covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow upon the hills. He gives to the beasts their food and to the young ravens which cry." And so if God gives to the young ravens and the birds, how much more will he feed you who are his children? If God even gives to wicked, unbelieving people who never give him a thought day after day, who live in lies and murders and adultery and all kinds of licentiousness and all black arts, if he even gives them their bread that they should live, how much more you, his children, who know him and who love him and who ask daily for your daily bread? So God desires that we acknowledge him in this prayer, that he's the one who's supplying our needs. Even your finances, even your troubles that you're facing in this life, of which makes you doubt and begin to question, is God going to feed me or am I going to be fed? This prayer, "Give us this daily bread," teaches you absolutely to relax, because God, my Father, will give it to me. But not only bread, my friends. God doesn't just give us bread. He gives us actually everything we need to live. As it says in Acts chapter 17, "The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by man, nor is served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all men life and breath and everything." Go like this. All right. Do you know that God gave you that breath? You couldn't breathe unless God had allowed you to do so. Do you know that you couldn't be here alive today unless God were in heaven right now commanding and blessing you to live? For he turns his face away and flesh dies. He looks upon you and you live. He gives you bread. He gives you breath. He gives you life. He gives you indeed all things. And because he is a good and wonderful heavenly Father, even blessing his enemies who hate him and curse him, he sends his rain upon the just and the unjust. How much more upon you? So this leads me to the second point here. We don't just acknowledge God when we pray this prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread." He's also calling us to trust him. For notice what he says here, "Give us this day our daily bread." Now, as Luther said of the devil, he said, "In its petition, it's especially directed against our chief enemy, the devil, whose whole purpose and desire it is to take away and to interfere with all that we've received from God. In short, it pains him that anyone should even receive a mouthful of bread from God and eat it in peace. And if it were in his power, and our prayer to God did not restrain him, surely we'd not have a straw in the field, a penny in the house, or even an hour more of life, especially those who have the Word of God and would like to be Christians. So when we pray this prayer, we're praying against the devil who'd seek to rob us of what we need. But God wants us to walk by faith, trusting him that he is going to supply daily bread. Anybody have a problem with that? Daily bread, you don't have a problem? I got a little problem with that, actually. Daily bread, you know, Lord, I'd really like my weekly bread, thank you. Or maybe my monthly bread. Or my bread for the year, because it really pains me. I get a little anxious when you just give me daily bread. Just what I need for the day to get by. And I'd much rather and feel more comfortable if you gave me an abundance that I could just rely on for a long period. And I'm talking not just about bread here, but about all your needs. What are you worried about today? I wonder if he's going to give it to me. I wonder if he'll supply my needs. Well, this is, my friends, the way God works. Remember the Old Testament days? Israel, out there in the wilderness. He gave them manna from heaven. And how often did that fall? 6 days a week, right? It fell daily bread. It came down enough for the day, not enough for tomorrow, except on Friday in anticipation of the Sabbath. All right? So you got your bread daily from the Lord. Then you're going to get it from the Lord daily now. Like I said, we'd rather have a lot now ahead of time. But what is God doing when he gives you daily bread and commands you to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread"? He's teaching you to walk by faith, to trust him. And when he gives you only your daily bread, he's causing you to lean upon him and say, "God, I'm at wit's end. I got nothing stored up for tomorrow, but I'm going to trust you because you've promised you're going to give me it each day by day." Can you believe God for that today? And why does he do this? Giving you daily bread, he's teaching you to walk by faith. As it says in Psalm 30, verse 8, "Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that's needful for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, 'Who's the Lord?' Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God." Because you're sinful people, just like myself, if God gave you more than your daily bread, you'd shortly forget him. And if God gave you less than your daily bread, you'd soon be out stealing and lying to get it. And so we pray, "Give us our daily bread, what we need for today, whether it be our shelter, our food, our clothing, our relationships, our friends, whatever we need, give me what I need for today, Lord." And Jesus is teaching us here what God really desires for you. If God were to speak to you right now through me, as he is, he'd say, "I don't want my children on earth living in anxiety. That's the command of myself, the majesty in heaven. I don't want you living in constant fret and worry. That's not befitting the children of God. Children of God rely on God for daily bread." Therefore, Jesus says in Matthew 6, "Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day." If I could look into your hearts today, and I'm going to challenge you right now. Are you worried about things for tomorrow, for the next day, for a week? How you'll be supplied in whatever trouble you have for the next month or year? Come on. Isn't God able to supply you? Doesn't he promise to do so? Therefore, Jesus says, "Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, whether what you shall eat, nor about your body, which you shall put on. For life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? Do not seek what you are to eat, and what you are to drink, nor be of anxious mind. For all the nations of the world seek these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things shall be yours as well." So God the Creator's design for your life is to live free from worry, free from anxiety, because He gives you daily bread. But the problem is, so we don't trust Him for that. And it's a lot easier said than done. And I'm not pretending it's easy. Look at what happened in the Old Testament days. God gave them manna each day from heaven. And what did the people do? Grumbled, complained, tested God, did not believe Him, as it's written in Psalm 78. They said, "Can God spread a table in the wilderness? Can He also give bread or provide meat for His people? We're out here in the desert, Lord. There is no food. And I got 600,000 people," Moses says, "under my command." And what's it say in Numbers chapter 11? God says to Moses, "Consecrate yourselves for tomorrow, and you shall eat meat. For you have wept in the hearing of the Lord, saying, 'Who will give us meat to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt.'" Are you in the wilderness today? Are you wondering, can God spread a table in my wilderness? Is it possible for Him to provide for my needs, even in the midst of a place where I don't see how He can? Well, you're in the same place as Israel was. That's why Moses said, "The people among whom I am number 600,000 on foot. And thou hast said, 'I will give them meat, that they may eat a whole month.' Shall flocks and herds be slaughtered for them to suffice for them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to suffice for them?" Is that what you're asking today? Is God going to feed and supply my needs in a place where there is no possibility of Him doing that? Financially, food, shelter, friends, whatever? What is God's answer to Moses? God, the Lord said to Moses, verse 23, "Is the Lord's hand shortened? Now you shall see whether my word will come true or not." God is able. You know, I was walking in the church this morning. I looked up at the sky, because I'm wrestling with this myself in my own life. I'm looking up at that sky, and I see that stretch from here to there, and I think, how awesome is my God. If you can do that, Lord, surely you can take care of these little things too. And God's bidding you today, calling you today as His children to trust Him, to not be anxious anymore. Let that go, and let this be the day where you become like the greatest of all Christians, like Jack and Chessa, who are going to be baptized here in a few moments. Do you know they're the best and prime example of this, "Give us this day our daily bread," in our whole congregation today? They all put you to shame. And why? Well, I went to Jack on Mom's morning out and asked him, "Hey, Jack, what'd your mom get? What'd you have for breakfast this morning?" He goes, "Pancakes." "Great, great, Jack. And what do you have tomorrow for breakfast, Jack?" "Marshmallows and eggs," he said, which is Lucky Charms and eggs. And I said, "Hey, Jack, that's great. And what are you going to have the day after tomorrow?" And he goes, "Huh? What?" And he went back to hammering on something, because it didn't even enter into his mind. What's he going to have 2 days from now? He doesn't have to worry about that. He knows that his earthly father and mother will supply his needs. And if Shane and Kelly are able to supply the needs of their children, how much more your Father in heaven is going to supply your needs for you? God doesn't want you worrying what's going to happen 2 days from now, 3 days from now, a month from now. "Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day," says our Lord. So He bids us in this prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread," saying, "Trust me that I will give you and supply what you've asked for I've even commanded you what to ask for. And if I put the words in your mouth, surely I intend to fulfill them. Now you shall see, my children, whether my word will come true to you or not." Even if you're in a wilderness today, how will God supply my needs? "I can't get out of this place. My back is up against the wall. My finances will never make it. My food, I don't know. How am I going to supply for these and these and these things?" God says, "Daily, daily bread. I can do it. Surely now you will see whether my word will come true for you or not. Yes, some boast of chariots and some of horses, but we boast in the name of the Lord our God, We don't look to other strengths to supply our needs, but to the Lord himself. And I say this, what man of you, if his son asks for bread, will instead of bread give him a stone? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your heavenly Father will give good things to those who ask him? And so ask, first of all today, for daily bread, acknowledging and trusting him for it, because God is faithful. He'll do it. I also think this petition says something even more to us. Give us this day our daily bread. What is bread exactly? Obviously it's bread, right? And the things we need. I think it's more than that. Jesus was in the wilderness himself, hungry. And the tempter came to him and said, if you're the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. But Jesus answered, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Jesus says, this bread will suffice for the day for your body, but this is the bread you need for your soul. And so when you go home, you pray, give us this day our daily bread. You're not only asking for this, you're saying, Father, give me this. Put this into my heart. Feed and nourish my soul, for I'm dying here. And without it, we surely wouldn't live long. That's why the worst curse, I think, is in the whole Old Testament, is in Amos chapter 8, verse 11. When God says this, fearful and dread word, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I'll send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Oh, Lord God, keep us from that. So when you pray, you're praying, let there be no famine. I need this more than I need this. Lord, give me this day my daily bread. And beware also here, for the devil is real, and he wants to feed you, not only rob you of this bread, but of this bread, and to give you fake, unusable junk food in his place. You know the junk food I'm talking about. Out there in news and TV shows and other places, it's teaching you all kinds of things that just will try to make this look like a rotten old piece of fruit that you can't eat. This is the true food, my friends. And as Jesus said, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. And then the disciples said, we brought no bread. And Jesus said, why do you question whether I'm speaking about bread? Do you not perceive? How is it that you fail to understand that I did not speak about bread, but about the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees? Do you understand? He did not tell them to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. All right. You are what you eat. Remember that? You are what you eat. And when you sit in front of the boob tube, you are what you eat. Take care what you watch, children of God. For the bread that you eat, you want the bread of life, which is God's holy word. So when you pray, remember that too. And then lastly, we'll say, it is bread that God will give you. It is bread that God will give you. But there's even something better than this, which is goes along with this, which is found in John chapter 6. Here, the Jews were arguing with Jesus, saying, Moses gave us bread. Our fathers ate manna in the wilderness. As it's written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, it's not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. They said to him, Lord, give us this bread always, thinking this. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. When you pray this prayer at home, you pray not just for bread, not just for the word, but most especially for a person, for Jesus Christ to come into your hearts, that he may fill you, because he is the true bread from heaven. And he said this, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness like this, and they died. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. I'm the bread which came down from heaven. If anyone of you eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh. Pancakes may suffice for the day, marsh pillows and eggs for tomorrow. But if you want to live forever, my friends, it's Jesus Christ who came, who died on the cross for your salvation. Through faith in him, believing in him, you eat of him by believing in him. And by believing and eating of him, God promises you'll live forever. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him has eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day." God gives you your daily bread. So don't worry. Acknowledge him and trust him for it. He's good to his promise. Ask him then also for the Bible, that is, for his holy word, to feed and nourish your soul. But most especially, you want the word made flesh, the bread of life, Jesus Christ, to fill you. And as Jesus says in Psalm 81, "I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it." Isaiah 33, "He who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, he will dwell on the heights. His place of defense will be the fortress of the rocks. His bread will be given him, and his water will be sure." Oh, I pray that when you pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," you may be filled with all the comfort and faith of the Holy Ghost, the faith that trusts and eats of the true bread of God. Therefore, I'll conclude with this line from one of our famous hymns. "Christ, the unchanging Word, to every passing age, whose timeless teachings still are heard, set forth in Scripture's page, transform our thought and mind, enlighten all who read, within your word by faith to find the bread of life indeed." Amen.